And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
Half Moon Bay City government has had its hands full reacting to our current health crisis. Half Moon Bay City Manager Bob Nesbitt with updates on how our local government is handling this current health crisis.
Well, we know that during this time of the current health crisis that you are one busy person, so we certainly thank you for taking the time to join us today.
Thank you for having me.
A couple of quick things as we begin the interview. Is there anything that you would like to share with our listeners? Any thoughts that come to mind of what's going on from the vantage point of City Hall?
Well, I'll share that, our website is a great place to go to. Every communication that we're putting out, the mayor has put out communications to the community. We've put out some press releases. We've pointed people where to go for certain questions. Everything in terms of information flow from the city we have put on our website. So I would encourage people to go there, and access that information. And we're still working hard here.
Now, what is open and what is not open as far as city services are concerned? Which departments are closed at this time? And has there been any furloughs?
So City Hall is closed, along with the order that came down both from the county and then later the governor. We have closed City Hall and all of our employees have essentially gone home. Now, as a government, we are a little different than private businesses. We have to provide essential services, and so the order does allow for us to provide those essential services. So it's not department by department. It's what services we have deemed essential, and we are keeping those essential services going. Obviously, trash pickup is still happening. We still have public works personnel ready to go out as needed if there's problems out in the streets, if a tree falls down, things like that. We have to keep our own administration going, pay bills, et cetera. So those are essential services. Of course, our executive team, all the department heads and myself, we're all either working from home or on call and spending all of our time doing what needs to be done to fight this pandemic.
I'd like to move on to a couple of other topics, if I may. Have you heard of any coastsiders that have been tested positive for the virus? I know that countywide, I think the last report was 142 people had tested positive. Anybody from the coastside that you're aware of?
I have not heard of anyone, no.
Now, we heard something just prior to conducting this interview, and I haven't been able to verify it yet, but apparently, as I understand it, there is a testing center that has been opened at the San Mateo Event Center, which is at the San Mateo County Fairgrounds, and I'm not sure exactly how that works, but apparently people are able to be tested, and if you go to their website, apparently they have a link, and they will tell you what conditions are required for you to be able to take care of those services. So to my understanding, outside of what Kaiser has for their patients, that's the first big one that I'm aware of. Now, another item that I wanted to touch on, and it's something that I think that you've heard about. Certainly, we've been getting many, many complaints or concerns, if you will, and that's about our beaches. A lot of people are complaining that people in mass are coming from over the hill and kind of clogging up the area, if you will, and not maintaining social distances or what have you. To what degree can the city actually manage beaches? What control do we have over our beaches here?
Sure, Jim, that's a great question, and you're absolutely right. That was the hot topic this past weekend, and I was spending a lot of my time monitoring that myself and in communication with county and state reps, along with our own council, of course, and our mayor. So, yeah, it is a challenge because order, on the one hand, allows people to go outside for exercise, to get fresh air, to walk their dog, to take their kids out, to go for a run, things like that. On the other hand, the order also says that there should be no non-essential travel. And so that gets, that gets to the heart of the conflict. And so you can certainly leave your house and go for a run or take your kids to a park that's right near your house, and that's okay. The question then comes up, though, well, I want to take my kids to a park, but I want to go for a run, but I'm going to go drive somewhere else to do it. I'm going to drive for an hour and go to the beach to do that. If I lived in Palo Alto or something. So that's the heart of the issue. And I would take the position that that does not meet the intent of the order. In my opinion, the order is all about common sense and sheltering in place. And then there's all these exceptions and so forth. But the heart of it is stay home. To me, that means when you do go outside to get fresh air, walk your dog, take your kids out, you should do it as close to your home as possible. I do not think it's a good idea for people to be driving around on the weekend, treating it like they're out for a Sunday drive and trip to the beach. I don't think that's in the spirit of the order. And I think that goes absolutely against the science of how this disease is spread and just contributes to the spreading. So I was frustrated. The council and the mayor were frustrated. The community was frustrated. It was a beautiful weekend here, and obviously a lot of people were traveling around. You could see that pretty easily in so many ways. And so, yeah, we're working with the county and the state to decide what, if anything, should be changed in either local orders or, you know, maybe this even goes all the way back up to the state and the governor makes a decision to clarify or change his order. We'll see. The rain certainly helped us Sunday afternoon. And this week, there's more rain forecast, but it does look like next weekend's going to be a pretty nice weekend. So I'm concerned about it. And I think short of doing something like closing the beaches or closing parks or monitoring, where people are going, short of that, I think it's just imperative for everyone at all levels to get the message out. Get the message out through people like you, get the message out on the news channels, get the message out through social media. Get it out in a variety of ways, have celebrities do spots. The message needs to get out to everyone in a way that everyone understands. And certain messages resonate with certain groups differently than other groups. So you got to resonate with kids, you got to resonate with young adults, you got to resonate with seniors, you got to resonate with everyone in a way that they understand how important this order is and the common sense that should be applied to the order, which is stay home as much as possible and get your exercise in the least impactful way that you can.
Do you ever see the possibility, if people don't comply with that, that the beaches could actually be closed?
We'll see. I do foresee the possibility based on what I have read in the newspaper at an international and national level. Other beaches have been closed. They closed beaches in Florida. They closed beaches in Australia. So, yeah, it's not hard to foresee that it could happen.
Now, I want to quickly turn with the time that we have left to another subject, and that is essential businesses that are open. I saw on the evening TV news that one channel was reporting, I believe it was in the Oakland East Bay area, that the police are actually going around and finding many, many businesses actually that are open that should not be opened and are ordering them to close. And if they do not comply voluntarily, there's some measures that can be taken, like taking away their business license, fining them. Do you think we have any problem in this area with businesses being open that should not be?
I've heard of a few isolated complaints, and I've been out myself kind of observing in my own ways, and I think it's pretty minimal. I do. I think our businesses get it, and I think they've stepped up, and the ones that are non-essential have closed, and the ones that are essential are obviously staying open, and the ones that fall maybe in a gray area have made their best judgment calls, and I get the sense that our business community is all wanting to do the right thing. So I don't think it's widespread, no.
Now, also, I've heard of some people in other parts of the Bay Area businesses that are price gouging. They're, charging like $10 for a roll of toilet paper, if you can believe that. I have not seen anything that would even remotely resemble that. Have you heard of any of that going on the coast side?
I have not heard of any of that on the coast side, no.
Well, we can be thankful for that, certainly.
Absolutely.
Well, listen, thank you again for taking the time from a very, very busy day. I know you've been on the phone constantly today talking to county and city and various departments. I'll just let you sign off with any final thoughts that you might have for the community. I'm sure you're very thankful for people that have been in compliance with the shelter-in-place order.
Yeah, I'd like to just finish by reminding the community that the city obviously takes this very seriously. We have a very important role along with our partners at all the other levels of government and so forth. One of our number one priorities is public safety and responding to emergencies. And so that's what we're doing. This is a different kind of emergency. This is not like a fire or an earthquake, obviously. It's much different in that we're hampered by the fact that we, too, have to isolate ourselves. So on the one hand, we're doing our jobs as disaster service workers to respond and do the best for the community. On the other hand, as I said at the beginning, some of our employees had to go home, and they're isolating in their homes just like everyone else. We're finding out new ways to do our job. We're working remotely. We're doing our thing. And I just like to say to the community, I'm in contact with the council and the mayor every day, and they are all 100% committed to this community and committed to doing all the right things to keep this community safe.
Well, thank you again for joining us, and please come back and keep us appraised of any updates that are important for our listeners to be aware of.
Thanks, Jim.
With news changing by the hour on the subject of how to handle and stop the spread of coronavirus, Governor Gavin Newsom has ordered parking lots at dozens of state beaches and parks closed to prevent the spread of coronavirus. Following his lead, the city of Half Moon Bay has closed its parking lots at three beach access points, Poplar Beach, Redondo Beach, and Miramontes Point Road. This is all in an effort to stop the large amount of out-of-town visitors that have flooded the coastside for walks on our beautiful beaches, violating the social distancing mandates designed to stop the spread of the virus. For local updates from city government on our health crisis, visit hmbcity.com/COVID-19. It's a valuable resource. For Radio Magazine, this is Jim Henderson. And on behalf of all of us at Coastside Radio, it's our prayer that everyone stay safe and stay well. Even though we are not supposed to engage in any unnecessary travel, through the magic of your radio, we are ready to transport you to the year 1983, courtesy of Cameron Palmer and the KHMB Time Machine, coming right up on your hometown community station, 100.9 and AM 1710, KHMB Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
Although there is a shelter in place in Half Moon Bay, the staff at Granola's is now open for takeout only, including your morning coffee, pastries, fresh granola, and all the great food that you love. Call ahead to place your order at 440-4692. That's 440-4692. Stop by and get your order fresh and hot with Granola's Takeout. They're right on Highway 1 next to BK Motors. They also offer gluten-free and vegan items. Call ahead to place your order at 440-4692. Granola's Coffee House, helping you get a good start to your morning.